From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Officials in southern India say 158 people died in a plane crash this morning. The Air India Express jet had overshot a runway while trying to land. At least eight people survived the crash. Veer Singh reports from New Delhi.
TV reports showed flames where the Air India passenger jet crashed soon after it rolled over the edge of the runway at Mangalore on India's southwest coast. The airport is in a hilly area and is therefore difficult for pilots. According to local news reports, the pilot had not informed authorities of any emergency at the end of the flight from Dubai. Authorities say they will examine whether bad weather played a role in the disaster. The area of the crash and the southern state of Karnataka has been hit by rains during the last 2 days. India's aviation minister and top officials from Air India, the country's national carrier, are traveling to the crash site. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
State and local leaders in Louisiana are starting to plan their own response to the oil spilling into marshes from BP's demolished offshore well. Eileen Fleming from member station WWNO reports frustration with the oil company is now turning towards the federal government.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says he's diverting equipment being used to restore wetlands to areas now getting soaked in oil. He's joining coastal leaders in supporting plans for building sandbars along barrier islands to block oil from the marshes. State and local officials are still waiting for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to approve the plans submitted earlier this month. They say they'll approach private companies next week to start dredging. The National Guard built a smaller version of what Jindal wants, and he says it's protecting marshes from heavy oil that's coming ashore. He says it's easier to clean beaches than thick plants on islands of mud. The Coast Guard says it's still reviewing the proposal. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
President Obama announced this morning he's naming a bipartisan panel to look into the spill.
The purpose of this commission is to consider both the root causes of the disaster and offer options on what safety and environmental precautions we need to take to prevent a similar disaster from happening again.
The president said he also wants to know what has worked and what hasn't worked in the federal government's response to the disaster. Republican Senate nominee Rand Paul is questioning the president's handling of the spill, saying Mr. Obama's criticism of BP sounds un-American. Paul is running for the Senate seat in Kentucky. He's come under criticism for suggesting the federal government shouldn't have the power to force restaurants to admit minorities against their will. Paul's campaign has canceled a scheduled appearance on NBC's Meet the Press tomorrow. His campaign manager said reporters just want to keep beating this same dead horse. This is NPR News. The Texas Board of Education voted last night on new standards for teaching social science. Among the changes, students will be taught that the Founding Fathers were influenced by Judeo-Christian teachings, and the words separation of church and state are not part of the U.S. Constitution. Educational standards in Texas can have influence beyond the state. Since Texas buys so many textbooks, publishers often follow guidelines approved by Texas for books used throughout the country. A woman accused in the kidnapping and rape of Salt Lake City teenager Elizabeth Smart 8 years ago was sentenced to prison yesterday. She'll serve as much as 15 years. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Wanda Barzee is the estranged wife of Brian David Mitchell, the wandering street preacher accused of abducting Elizabeth Smart by knife point in 2002 and forcing her into a polygamous marriage. Smart testified at a federal court hearing that Barzee and Mitchell held her for 9 months. Barzee's prosecution was delayed for years by mental incompetency rulings, but forced medication made plea bargains possible. State kidnapping and sexual assault charges were dropped when Barzee confessed in another attempted kidnapping involving Smart's cousin. But Barzee pleaded guilty to federal charges in the Smart case. The state and federal sentences combined mean Barzee could spend as much as 15 more years in prison. Mitchell faces a federal trial in November. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
A 13-year-old boy from California reached Mount Everest today. Jordan Romero is the youngest climber to do so. He called his mother by satellite phone when he got there. Leanne Drake told the Associated Press she told him that she loved him, but said to get his butt back home. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.